Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the mighty name, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, that we come on this morning, Father God, with an humble heart. We come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving into your holy and to your righteous name to say thank you for one more day. One more day, Father God, that you have blessed us and commanded us to rise and to shine. And as we rise and shine, Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. Father, we ask that you would forgive us right now for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, it's anywhere we have come short of your glory, anything we did, we shouldn't have done, anything we didn't do, we should have. Father God, we bless you even right now for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, fights for us, Father God, and that redeemed us, saved us, Father God, from our sins, Father God. And we say thank you for the gift of eternal life, Father God, in Jesus' name. And to you be all the praise, God, and the glory and the honor. Father, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to remember those fighting in Ukraine and Russia. Father God, that you would solidify a peace treaty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for all the souls that have been lost, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray even right now for the grief and the turmoil, and Father God, that you would turn situations around for Ukraine, Father God, and in Jesus' name. We thank you for doing so. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the word of God, Father God, coming forth on today, and it will never, ever, ever return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, Father. We bless you. We magnify you, and we love you so, 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 so much, Father, in Jesus' name. So now, Father, we commit this day into your hands. We commit the service into your hands, Father God. We commit ourselves into your hand, everything we have, everything we hope to have, Father God. Everything belongs to you, because every good and perfect gift coming from you, so is yours. We don't own it, Father God. You just lent it to us, amen, for a season. And so we say thank you. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And we say amen again. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, our brothers and sisters in the faith. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody. Sound of my voice. Amen. We greet you, even for those of you who might be listening on replay. Amen. We want to thank you for being here on this morning. Thank God for our early morning platform. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. As we partake in our spiritual breakfast. Amen. Glory be to God. If this is your first time with us, please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, out of Philadelphia. Amen. The pastor of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And truly, amen, it is a pleasure for us to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. On this day and every day. Amen. Today, God is first. Amen. TGIF. In Jesus' name. We've been, amen, celebrating Women's History Month. Women's History Month. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For this. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, whatever the world can do, the church can do better. Huh? Glory be to God. Last month, in the month of February, amen, we celebrated in Black History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. This month is Women's History Month. And the month of April is the Resurrection. It's the Easter month, Good Friday. Amen. So we may have a theme rolling every month. Amen. We don't know. We're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. But we hope and pray that you have been enjoying, amen, the services, amen, thus far. So we started out at the first of this month, and we talked about Potiphar's wife. Ooh, yeah, that queen, amen, who had everything, and it still wasn't enough, amen, because of her lust for Joseph. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we talked about her. Amen. Glory be to God on as we began. Amen. So we can learn something from Potiphar's wife. Amen. Then yesterday, amen, our brother Reed, amen, came and he talked about Eve. Oh, my goodness. Amen. We want to thank God for that teaching. Amen. That God couldn't do it without a woman. Amen. But we see where Eve sort of messed up because she received pain for her sin. Her sin caused her pain. Amen. And sin will always cause you pain. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This morning, amen, we are going to take some insight on Hannah. Amen. And however, you know, I'm giving you liberty. Amen. Just let the Spirit move the way the Spirit wants to move. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So our Pastor Erica is here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This morning, we thank God for this woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And she has agreed to come and serve. Amen. Like she normally do. Amen. And she's going to give us some insights, amen, on Hannah. Glory be to God. So I sort of, you know, she didn't really like find out to the last minute. So anyway, she may have already had another message prepared, but whichever way the Lord blended in, it's going to be blended. Amen. And so we committed unto him. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our Pastor Erica. Amen. Glory be to God that we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. Good morning, Pastor Erica. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. And thank you for serving on this morning.
Amen. You're welcome. It is an honor to be before my family, my church family, once again. Thank God for today, which is March the 3rd, Thursday, March 3rd, 2022, a day that we have never seen before and a day that we won't see again. So let us be grateful for today. Amen. The gift of today. Father, we come to say thank you for everything that has been said thus far. God, we come to say thank you for the other ministers that came to deliver a word for Women's History Month. God, we say thank you for women. God, we know women is a part, are all a part of the plan. God, you created man and woman in your image, in your likeness, Father. So, God, we are all created equally in your sight. So, God, help us, God, to honor one another. Help us, God, to uplift one another. And, Father, look at your word and see how it is important for women, an integral part for women to still be a part of your plan and role. In Jesus' name, amen. So, today, my assignment was to just give a little bit of insight about Hannah. I'm sure most of you on the line already know about Hannah, but I'm not going to assume everyone knows. Hannah is found in 1 Samuel. Hannah was the wife of Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives. He had Peninnah and he had Hannah. Peninnah bared children and was able to give him children, where Hannah was childless and could not bear any children. Hannah was jealous and envious and held resentment in her heart because she could not bear children. She began to pray out of the anguish and resentment of her heart, to the point where she was praying so hard where her mouth was moving but no words came out, and the priest Eli thought she may have been drunken with wine because no words came out, but she was just praying from a very deep place of anguish and resentment. For it does say in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 16, or at verse 15, "No, my Lord," Hannah replied, I am a woman with a broken heart. I haven't had any wine or beer. I've been pouring out of my heart before the Lord. Don't think of me as a wicked woman. I've been praying from the depths of my anguish and resentment." Eli responds, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant the request you've made of him." "May your servant find favor with you," she replied. Then Hannah went her way. She ate and no longer looked in despair. So if I could just give a brief summary of what I gathered from the story of Hannah, it would be that the story of Hannah, she went from intense grief to exuberant joy. Grief to exuberant joy. For after she prayed from the depths of her anguish and resentment, after the man of God, Eli, told her to go in peace, she then laid with her husband, conceived, and bared Samuel. So she went from being childless to being barren, to not being able to give a child, have a child, to now conceiving and carrying a child and giving birth. Her life is an example of praying in faith and depending on God. Three lessons that we can learn from Hannah's life are, number one, Hannah does not react negatively when provoked. Every time Peninnah provoked her, Hannah took it to the Lord in prayer. We can learn, number two, that Hannah prays fervently in faith, even though her heart was heavy. Even though she was praying from anguish and resentment, she learned how to fervently pray in faith. And then number three, Hannah gives the Lord what matters to her the most. Not only was she filled with joy when she knew that she had conceived, but after Samuel was born, she went to the place to dedicate him, to give him back to God. So what we can learn from Hannah's story, is that when we are in those moments, in those seasons of intense grief, that there is joy in the morning, that we can learn to even praise our God, even through the pain, even through the storm, because one day that exuberant joy will come. Amen. So that is my insight of the story of Hannah. And if I could just for a few minutes bring forth a word, I would like to stick right here within this text. What stuck out to me the most through this text, I am reading from the Christian Standard Bible. So my version says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, Hannah says, "Think of me as a wicked woman. I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and resentment." I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and resentment. Let's think about that for a moment. She's been praying from a hurtful place. I know as Christians, it's easy to tell someone, just pray about it. It's easy to tell someone, just give it to God. It's easy to say those words. But when you've been in a place, when you've truly been in a place where you felt like your heart was about to leave your chest, when you've been in the place where you felt like there was nothing else to live for, how quick are we to respond in prayer through faith? I know we should pray without ceasing. But when you've been hit hard enough, how quick are you to respond in prayer? Just something to think about. So Hannah not only prayed to God from a place of anguish and resentment, but this also shows us that Hannah had a relationship with God. Because most people aren't going to pray from a place of anguish and resentment. They're going to turn to their own ways. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to be so hurt and such in despond and such in such a place where they might say, you know, I'm not even thinking about God in this moment. I'm just thinking about where I'm hurting. I'm just thinking about where I am. I'm thinking about how I am not able to conceive, how I am not able to deliver my husband a child. This other woman can have children, but I can't have children. So many people's first response is not prayer, but Hannah's was. I am currently studying for my Master's of Divinity. I'm taking Bible class, and I'm in theological studies, and I've been in school for about a month now, and Tuesday night we had class, and we spoke on the covenant, and the teacher brought forth so many interesting lessons or interesting insights about covenant. We know that covenant is just a bigger word for contract. It's a contract that God made between him and man. God made a contract between him and man where God delivers the promises and that we are supposed to conduct them in a certain way, right? But in order to really live out a covenant with God, in order to really live out a contract with God, requires relationship. But even through relationship and even through this contract, even through these promises that God gives us, we can see that all throughout the Bible, every person God have a covenant with or made a covenant with, they had turmoil, some kind of anguish, some kind of disparity. God's first covenant was with Noah. He said, I will establish my covenant with you. He commissioned Noah to build the ark and to say, hey, you, your wife, your sons and your sons' wives and two of every animal I'm putting on this ark, you'll be saved. But everything outside of the ark that has life will die because I'm resetting, I'm restarting creation. But I'm establishing this contract with you, Noah. God also did it with Abraham, and God also did it with Moses. And here we are now where God, we're sealed in covenant now through Jesus Christ. In order for this contract to be strengthened, in order for this covenant to be strengthened, our relationship has to grow. And relationships more than likely won't grow unless you go through some kind of storm. The best of relationships are built when you survive some kind of storm. And here we have Hannah, who is going through her own storm. And even though she is going through a storm, she's being strengthened at the same time. It's almost like an oxymoron. It's like when you think of storm, you think of, oh, I can't make it. Oh, I can't see my way through. How am I going to get through this? But the storm, she was still being strengthened through the storm. She was still being strengthened through her pain. She was still being strengthened through her anguish and resentment. Why? Because she was praying to God in faith. She wasn't just praying to the wind. She wasn't just praying to the sun god. She wasn't just talking to be talking. She said, you know what? I'm in pain, but I'm going to talk to the only person who knows me best. I'm in pain, but I'm going to go and pray to the God who can understand my voice even though I'm not saying any words. Because her and God, she understood the relationship. She understood the covenant between her and God, the contract between her and God. She was being made strong through her weakness. She was being strengthened through her storm. And she is no different than you and I. It is usually the big storms where we receive the most strength. Think about it. Think about the big storms you've been through in life and how God has brought you through, and you are so much better and stronger for it. Another thing that my professor said on Tuesday night that struck something. She said that having a covenant or relationship with God gives you a safe space to vent. When you are truly, let me go back before I say that point. I honestly believe that a lot of church people are suffering with mental illness, number one, because they have not allowed themselves to vent, to open up completely to God. They try to praise their way through the pain. They try to praise their way through the hurt. They go to church and shout over what's really, 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 really weighing them down. And they have yet to open up their mouths and to really tell God how they feel. And a part of that is because we go into it thinking, well, God already knows, so do I really have to say anything? We go in it with that mindset sometimes. And then there are other times where I know how I grew up in church. I was taught that who are we to ask God a question? Who are we to question God? As if it was wrong for me to have questions, right? So if you are like me, or if you were like me, you kind of have those two standpoints. Either you think it's wrong to question God, so you don't tell him how you really feel, or you say, you know, God already knows how I feel. Do I really got to tell him? Or you go in with that mindset, right? So I believe that not just the world, but the church is really suffering with high levels of mental illness. People have yet to open up their mouths and to tell God from the depths of their heart, from the depths of their resentment, from the depths of their anguish, from the depths of their childhood, of what happened to them in their past, how they really feel. And when you are in tight covenant and relationship with God, you have the safe space to vent. You have safe space to open up and to tell God how you feel. And we can see that right here in 1 Samuel chapter 1. To the point where Hannah was so hurt, her heart was so heavy, that she probably began to speak, but once she got deeper and deeper into pouring out to God, she could not even find the words. She was that heavy that she couldn't even find the words to make up for how heavy she was. And I'm asking you today, I don't care if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s. Are you still holding some kind of resentment from what happened years ago? Are you still holding some kind of anguish or hurt that happened to you years ago? Are you still holding some type of unforgiveness or malice or envy or jealousy that happened years ago? You may not think about it as much as you used to. You may have broken the chains just a little bit, but if you be honest with yourself, it still is weighing on you from time to time. When you hear certain stuff, it triggers you. When you see certain stuff, it triggers you. Are you shouting over your pain? I would challenge you, and it's not an easy challenge, and it may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but I would challenge you that once you realize that God is the only one who could understand the moanings and groanings of your heart, once you realize that you opening up to God is to set you free. Yeah, God knows, but God doesn't need to be set free. You do. Yes, God knows, but your heart is heavy, not God's. You have, yes, Holy Spirit, you have been given permission to tell God how you really feel. You have the permission. Sometimes we need that reassurance, and the Holy Spirit has sent me here this morning to reassure you that you have permission to tell God how you feel. You don't have to come to him with the thuses and the thous and, oh, Lord, my God, you are the great I am, and you are the mighty ruler, and there is none like you, and you are Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Nephi. You don't have to. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to come to him like that. You don't have to come proper. You don't have to come cute. You can just come and tell him how you feel, for real, because that is what covenant does with God. That is what real relationship. Some of us haven't felt or known a real relationship in a long time, and I'm telling you that the relationship with your Father is the only one where you can have safe space to tell him how you really feel. And in my closing, the other thing my professor said on Tuesday night that stuck with me was that your pain is welcomed as a part of your worship. Your pain is welcomed as part of your worship. And we see it right here in Hannah praying in pain, but she's also worshiping God with her pain. You see, because sometimes when we go to a praise and worship service, we're used to hearing hearing the leader, the praise leader, say, let's praise God and worship God in the beauty of holies. Let's praise God and worship him for his mighty acts, for his righteousness, for his faithfulness. And that's not wrong. What I'm saying is, have you ever been to a worship service where the worship leader is like, let's praise God out of our pain. Oh, let's come to God in our anguish. Let's give God our resentment. I've never been to a service like that. I don't know about you, but I've never been to a worship service where someone said, I can worship God in my anguish, worship God out of my resentment, right? If you went to that kind of service, you would probably be thrown off like, wait, what? I don't understand what we're doing here. And I'm saying that we can see through Hannah, we can see through her story that she took her anguish and resentment, and her pain was welcomed as part of her worship. So what am I saying to you right now? I'm saying it, bring God the beauty of holies, but bring God the anguish of your heart. All of it is about part of worship. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for his mighty acts. Worship him for what he's done. But you can also say, God, but my heart is heavy. God, I'm in a tough season. I'm in a tough spot. God, I love you, and I thank you for who you are. But God, if I could be honest, I don't know where to go next. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to say to my child to make things better. I don't know how to respond to my loved one who I've hurt. Or who has hurt me. God, I worship you for who you are. You're wonderful. You're a mighty God. But God, I've been down this road before. God, I'm afraid to let love in all the way because I've been down this road before and I've been hurt. God, if I can be totally honest with you, I'm frustrated. God, if I can be totally honest with you, I don't know how to trust you in this matter. And God, I'm bringing it all to you in worship. I'm bringing it all to you, God, as a part of my worship. When you have allowed yourself to be that free in your worship, that's how covenant is strengthened. That is how the contract is strengthened. That is how you build a relationship. When you take off the mask, when you take off the facade, when you stop trying to be so proper and primp before God all the time and say, God, this is me. See me for who I am. I am not well. I need help. Can someone come and help me, God? I'm always helping others. Can someone come and help me, assist me in my time of need? God, I'm feeling like Hannah. I feel hopeless. I feel fruitless. I feel like I'm not producing anything good, anything worthwhile. God, open me up. Make something new out of me. Create something new in me. God, I don't want to live and die like this. Do something new. So I'm going to pray like this through faith. I'm going to pray and worship you out of my anguish. I'm going to praise and worship you out of my disparity. And that, my brothers and sisters, is how covenant is strengthened, how covenant is restored. When we take off the mask and when we learn how to come before God with who we really are, and it's okay if you don't know the big words, just say something. Use something, say something to free yourself, and then you'll be like Hannah, where Eli said, go in peace. And she left, she ate, she got herself together, and she felt better after that experience with God. So that is what I would challenge you to do today, is to dig deep inside yourself. Dig deep inside yourself and really tell God how you feel. Amen. Thank you for this time and attention.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Pastor Erica. That was a very pastoral message, teaching, sharing. Amen. On today. amen, turning intense grief to exuberating joy. Hannah, amen, does not act negatively when provoked. She prays fervently in faith, and she gives the Lord what matters most to her. Amen. Praising God through the storm. Amen. Prayer was her first response. Woo! She was being strengthened through the storm. Glory be to God. Your pain is welcome as part of your worship. My God, sister. My God, sister. That's some heavy stuff here this morning. Thank God for you sharing on that covenant. Truly, amen. That's awesome. Amen. And just, I think each and every one of us today can relate, amen, to this word that have come forth today through Hannah. And you know what? Also, amid Pastor Erica, amen, when she, through her pain, and she finally conceived that baby, amen, glory be to God, and she gave that baby to the Lord, amen. As I was meditating on Hannah last night, the Lord spoke to me and said, you never lose when you give back to the Lord something he has given you and give him your heart with the gift. Because we know that she gave up Samuel, but she had five, but then God gave her five more kids. Oh my God, Jesus. Oh my God. Whew. She gave God everything and God gave her five more. Boy, you sure can't be God's giving, can you? Minister Erica, God bless you. God bless you. I haven't heard it like the way you delivered it this morning. And we want to thank God for the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. And any announcements before we close out? Anything you want to share with us? Any new developments?
Praise God. At this time, if anybody would like to come to a three-night revival, March 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month, my sister in Christ, Prophetess Dorena Ward from Cincinnati, Ohio, will be here. Tickets are $30. She is the church I met where God gave me the mandate and called me as pastor when I visited her in Cincinnati. So this is for men and women. If you would like to come out, please reach out to me. If you have my number, please reach out to me. I'll send you that information to purchase a ticket, or I can send it to my mother and she could forward you the information. That is March 18th, 19th, and 20th out in Bensalem on State Road, 9 o'clock every night, if I'm not mistaken. That, and I am rebranding and relaunching my website for graphic design services. We are doing some new things. We're shaking some things up. We are traveling and taking your brand global. So if you're interested in shaking up your business and shaking up your brand and moving forward in faith with your business and with what God has called you to do, and if you're interested in making traveling a part of your business, please reach out to me so I can send you some more information. And that is all I have at this time. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. Intense grief to exuberating joy. Your pain is welcome as part of your worship. Bring God your worship and bring God your anguish. My God have mercy. And make you want to shout with on one leg and the other leg in the braces. Make you want to shout. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, Gloria, if you're just signing in, you've been listening to our Pastor Erica, amen, glory be to God, as she has, amen, so pastorally expounded, amen, on the story of Hannah, amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Tomorrow, amen, we will be talking about Elizabeth, yeah, old Elizabeth, amen, Mary's cousin, amen, so we'll be talking about her. amen, on tomorrow, amen, and John the Baptist, mother. All right, to God be praised. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and then and back again at 9 o'clock. We ask that you will please join us, amen, and bring somebody with you. Beloved, please let us stay in prayer for Ukraine and glory be to God and for Russia. And please do not cease from praying. Amen. And as we said this morning on the 5 o'clock platform, amen, that we applaud their spirit of unity. Amen. And we pray that that will not be weakened or divided in Jesus' name. All right. I think that is it for today. I think that's it. This message is available on replay because I think that this is, you want to hear it. That all of our messages are actually available on replay for this month. If you missed yesterday's message on Eve, Brother Tyrone tore it up. He tore it up. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God for you, and for you too. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor Erica, if you would, amen, if you would just please, amen, give us the benediction, amen, prayer, last remarks and benediction, amen, at this time. Thank you so much again.
Amen. Father, as we have come together this morning to feast on our spiritual breakfast, God, we come to say thank you. God, that this word has first hit me and now to the congregation. And God, that you are challenging each and every one of us to learn how to trust, to learn how to talk, to learn how to communicate with you through the good and the bad. So God, for anybody that may be suffering mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, physically, God, help us how to open up to you, to tell you how it is that we really feel. And if you are calling for us to go and seek Christian counseling or Christian therapy, that let us not neglect that either. So God, we just say thank you, for you are the only wise God. You are the only wise God. You are the only wise God. Thank you, Jesus. You are the only wise God. Besides you, there is no other. So we put our trust in you. We put our faith in you. We put our hope in you, trusting, God, that you will perform it to the end, because the work which you've started, you will perform it until the end. Bless this day, God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, wherever they may be, I don't know what they're going through, but God, I'm asking for exuberant joy to come their way. Glory be to God. I'm asking for exuberant joy to come their way. God, I'm asking for something to be shaken up, something to be stirred up even right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I believe you, and I know you're going to do it, and I cannot wait to hear the testimonies, God, because someone's faith has been in turmoil. Someone's faith has been in danger. Someone knows what it feels like to be at the end of a crisis, in the middle of a crisis. But God, I hear you saying the turnaround begins right now. I'm hearing you say that the new season begins right now. And God, I'm hearing you say that the sorrow of a night has now turned into joy in the morning. I'm hearing you say, God, that trouble, you promised that trouble would not last always. And here we are at the end of the rope going into glory. God, I see it. I feel it for somebody's life. I don't know who this is for. It may only be but one person, but I feel the shift in the atmosphere. And I say thank you even right now that your word has become alive and activated in their hearts and in their minds. And this is how we know that you're real. Just by a word. Just by a word, you can remove all doubt. Just by a word, you can do something new in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God. Just that quick, you can turn the sorrow into dancing, the mourning into dancing. God, so we say thank you. We say thank you. But now, Father, as we leave this call but not your presence, let this day be filled with glory and joy for each and every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when she gave her anguish to the Lord, not only did he open her womb, but he gave her 6 kids. That's what the Holy Spirit just dropped in me. Father God, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. My God, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Thank you again, Pastor Erica. Everybody walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. My pleasure to serve. Amen. On this day. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. In Jesus. God will do what he said he'll do.